Imagine the local cafe you visit every morning. Like, the owner knows your order, the staff relies on your tips, the whole place feels like, you know, a fixture of your community.
Right. It's a very personal connection.
Exactly. Now, imagine those doors locking overnight with absolutely no reopening date in sight. Take that localized financial terror and, well, multiply it across an entire country's economy.
That is a staggering thought.
Yeah. So, welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission for you today is to examine exactly how a critical national industry, paralyzed by a global crisis, engineers a massive economic comeback. We are looking at South Africa's March 2021 Tourism Sector Recovery Plan.
And it really is a phenomenal blueprint for survival. Because pre-pandemic, tourism was a total titan. I mean, it drove 2.9% of South Africa's direct GDP.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it supported over 725,000 direct jobs. But by 2020, food and beverage income alone plummeted by 40.5%.
Wait, 40%? That is brutal. And what really stood out to me in the sources is who actually makes up that sector. Like, 58% of South Africa's tourism companies generate under 5 million rand a year.
Right.
Which, for you listening, that is very much a microbusiness threshold.
Yeah.
So we're talking about independent tour guides, small guest houses, mom-and-pop craft stalls, things like that.
Exactly. The sector is just heavily reliant on these highly vulnerable small, micro, and medium enterprises, or SMMEs.
But that brings up a big question. Like, if almost 60% of this sector is made up of tiny businesses, doesn't a massive top-down government framework risk missing the exact people it's trying to save?
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, a rural guest house owner simply doesn't have the time or the legal team to navigate some 50-page grant application.
Well, what's fascinating here is that the plan actually anticipates this. They didn't just build this giant bureaucratic slush fund.
Oh, they didn't.
No, they embedded a national training program specifically aimed at SMMEs in rural areas and townships. So they didn't just hand out cash, they provided direct on-the-ground training for things like operational safety, COVID protocols, and digital marketing.
That makes a lot of sense. Building a floor underneath them rather than just, you know, throwing money from the ceiling.
Right.
But they still had a massive demand problem. Because late in 2020, the sources note that scientists in South Africa identified the 501Y.V2 mutation, the one we later called the Beta variant.
Yeah, that was a turning point.
And because South Africa had this excellent genomic sequencing, they reported globally,
Yeah.
and their reward was the rest of the world immediately slapping them with severe travel bans.
Exactly. International arrivals basically collapsed to zero overnight. The South African brand was temporarily damaged, so the industry had to rapidly pivot inward. They shifted entirely to domestic demand just to keep the lights on.
It's like a massive stadium rock band suddenly forced to play local acoustic sets, only to realize the hometown crowd actually prefers the new vibe.
That is a perfect analogy. And they piloted this budget resort concept to make that happen. They basically maximized underutilized state facilities like nature reserves and municipal parks and offered basic, affordable access for locals.
Plus, they really adapted to new consumer trends. You know,
Yeah.
people wanted open rural spaces instead of crowded hotels. And then
Yeah.
you had this huge explosion of remote workers. People realized they could just work from a coastal town instead of their apartment.
Right. And this desperate domestic pivot actually serves as a Trojan horse to structurally upgrade the industry for the long term.
Okay, so let's unpack that structural reset. The
Yeah.
ultimate goal here is to preserve 189 billion rand in value, save 125,000 jobs, and hit 2019 output levels by 2023.
Yes.
But they're building back differently, right? They launched a tourism equity fund for inclusion and a green tourism incentive fund to cut emissions. But my question is, why focus on solar panels when the ship is sinking?
Well, because if you hit that 2023 target, you don't want to just return to an outdated 2019 model. By forcing sustainability and inclusive ownership into the recovery, they are future-proofing.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, global tourists are increasingly demanding eco-friendly travel, so if they bake that in now, they emerge way more competitive.
So for you listening, this deep dive is really a masterclass in economic resilience. It's about how an industry can use a catastrophic stop-start cycle to basically reset itself.
Exactly. It forces us to rethink the mechanics of the travel economy going forward.
Which leaves us with a really provocative final thought. If the remote worker trend makes long-term stays the new normal, how might that permanently erase the boundary between a traditional holiday destination and an everyday residential neighborhood?
Yeah, when does a tourist town just become a town of temporary locals?
Right. Keep that in mind the next time you set up your laptop in a new city.